Jesus, we come to you in great thanksgiving and praise. And Lord, what a Savior. Thank you, dear Lamb of God. But Lord, thank you. You have graced us to know you and want you as bridegroom. Lord, thank you that it's only your grace and your love that you continue to pour out every time we get together. Because it's your grace, it's your purpose, it's your passion. Everything is yours. But Lord, thank you. You said that everything is yours is ours. So I'm grateful to God that I'm not ashamed that it's mine. And I'm thankful that I have a God that is full of passion, that causes me to be full of passion. And Lord, I thank you for the love of Christ that constrains. Lord, I thank you, Lord, that it is something that only you can put that hand on to move it and direct it. And it's going to be by your Spirit, because that is your word. And you said, ask and you shall receive. And I thank God, I know I got it. Thank you, Lord, because you first loved me. We give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. If you'd open your Bibles today, we'll go start in Romans chapter 12. And this is a continuation, if you will, from last week in the glorious encouragement that God gave us in that wonderful faith in love. Isn't that wonderful? We really see how God helped us to want to receive the love of God, that wonderful grace, and everything flows from that. Romans 12, verse 3 says, "For I say, through the grace given to me," this is Paul, "through the grace given to me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly." Now here we go. "According as God has dealt to every man the measure of faith." The measure of faith as God hath dealt. The measure of faith as God hath given. Did you hear that? The measure of faith as God hath given. The measure of faith as God hath imparted. So we see here that even our faith, God gives it. God gives it. Jesus, when he said to that man, "So great a faith I have not seen in all of Jerusalem," he wasn't admiring the man. He was admiring the grace of God. Let's go over to Ephesians 2:8. It'll become a little bit more clear. Thank you, Sister Yvonne. Praise God. "For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God." It's hard to stop with that, but we're going to stop there because it'd be just too much for all of us to handle of what God's bringing forth today. Listen to that again. "For by grace are you saved through faith." Praise God. But God reminds us about what was given and what we have, the faith. "And that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God." Faith, not of ourselves, it is the gift of God. How beautiful a Savior we have. How marvelous and wonderful and tremendous is the love. The love that, as we know, it's impossible to please God without faith. Amen? That's why his grace is in full abundant supply to give us all faith to please him with every bit of our lives. Every bit. That passion, praise God, hallelujah, given to us to please him. The faith not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. You need a little more? Let's go over to 1 Timothy chapter 1. In 1 Timothy chapter 1. And in verse 13, Paul again saying, "Who was before a blasphemer, a persecutor, injurious, but I obtained mercy because I did it ignorantly in unbelief. And the grace of our Lord was exceeding abundant with what? With faith and love, which is in Christ Jesus. Paul is telling you of his life. Paul is telling you in that short little phrase about everything about Christ in him, the hope of glory. It's all because the Lord was exceeding abundant in his grace. And then exceeding abundant in that grace to give me faith and love, which is in Jesus Christ. So abundant, brothers and sisters, he gives us our faith. He gives us our love. I thank the Lord that we go to no other place but him for everything. Now do you see why faith pleases him? You know why faith pleases him? Because it's the evidence in our lives of taking grace. Did you hear that? The reason faith, praise God, pleases him is the evidence of that faith, praise God, is because we received and took the grace of God to get it. The faith not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. I'm so glad I'm deflating some people in here today. What can you do? Nothing. What do I want to bring? Nothing. Just open hands. Fill them up, Jesus. Fill them up. Fill them up. Praise God. What do you think of this? What do you think? What do you think substance and evidence of things hoped for and things not seen? What do you think that is? Grace. What is God waiting for you? Grace. What does the Lord want to share with you? The exceeding riches of his grace. Huh? Come on. Aren't you thankful that your faith isn't of yourself? It's the gift of God. It's grace. Praise the Lord. That's why, as Paul said, I forget those things behind. I press and I reach for more grace. For grace. It's grace that has me to reach for grace. And it's only going to be the grace of God that propels me on. And if I'm reaching for anything but grace, I'm stuck. And I'm not going to finish with a full joy. Hmm? Oh, thank you, Lord. Now do you see what Paul meant when he said, I have kept the faith? 2 Timothy chapter 4. Okay? You can turn there, read that. But we understand Paul's at this precious, in a sense, he knows he's going to be called home. Yeah. Well, they say, well, he took his head. Yeah, he was called home. Amen. That his life wasn't shortened by one millisecond with God. It was finished to the nth degree. But he knew his time of departure was at hand. And he says in this precious verse about this crown, exalted rank of righteousness crown, he says there as he begins, he says, I have kept the faith. So what did he keep? He kept the gift of faith that God gave to him. He stayed in grace. He stayed in grace. He rejoiced in the grace of God that was with him. Hallelujah. He cherished the knowledge of the word of God that God enabled him to see. Do you thank God for what you know, or do you thank God for the grace that lets you know it? Oh, God, help us to not be puffed up in our knowledge, but to grow in thankfulness that I know it. Amen? Yes. Praise God. I knew he had something for me today. The grace and mercy that God gave to Paul, that's what Paul rejoiced in, the grace and the mercy that he gave him so he could know and he could believe. Our whole life, brothers and sisters, from Jesus Christ, is an infinite gift upon gift upon gift upon gift upon gift, also known as the grace of God. It never stops. And it's all right there. How much will you take? All. Amen. I want it all. That's the pattern of the Gentile brides. Amen. Don't you have enough? No, he's got more. That's how it always is. Well, it needs to just be like it was here and like it was there. No, he's got more. He's always got more. You see what I see? You see what I see? There was a prophet, and he saw some things. And all he said is, Lord, let my brother see what I see. My heart aches today. Aches today. Now, brothers and sisters, everything we have, and especially the faith for Paul's gospel, is all by the grace of God. Thank him for that. Don't go home and just say what you know. Go home with thanksgiving in your heart. Hit the floor daily with praise and rejoicing. And yes, your closet should be a Holy Ghost praise room. And it should be. There's been a time in each and every one of our lives, and I mean this, every one of us, that one time or another, you got excited about somebody. And maybe you didn't let anybody see it, but you went home and you were crazy about Susie or Joey or whoever it was. And you went nuts. And you got crazy. Where are you at with Jesus? No, I'm not trying to pump something up. I'm just trying to, what is it? Is he first love? And I know that as you grow, there's a confidence and there's a rest. But Brother Paul said, I'm glad I speak more than ye all. Oh, that was just for Paul. Well, was Paul's gospel just for Paul? Really? Come on. I hear folks say stuff. That's not right. It's not right. It's convenient. It's convenient because we can find other people that just aren't feeling it too. I'm not. We're going on. We're going on. And I mean it. The Lord's always moving. They didn't just pitch at one place and it was over. He moved them throughout the whole land. And we're breaking camp again. And I thank God for it. And as lovely as it's been and wonderful as it is, he's got more. He's got more. Praise God. That's our Lord. Thank you, brother. Now, knowing that everything is given of God and everything I have in Christ is by grace, I say we best take heed to Galatians 2:21. And in Galatians 2:21, since we better take heed, Paul says, I do not frustrate the grace of God. I do not frustrate the grace of God. Okay, now, that means so sweetly, so wonderfully, I don't make it vain. I don't make it something empty. I'm not going to make it useless in my life. And the way I make grace useless in my life is I reject it. Grace is all powerful, but I can make it useless for me if I reject it. God help us. Amen. Don't frustrate the grace of God. The evidence in our lives, brothers and sisters, should be joy and thanksgiving all over us. God help us to not be just stoic in our brain. And I'm back at it again. Well, I know this. I don't need to hear it. Yes, you do. And it needs to change you. And it needs to continue to change you. It continually needs to humble you. And to give you more humility. And to get low. He must increase and I must decrease. But when that happens, it's amazing how he increases this vessel with joy and thanksgiving to God. Brothers and sisters, I know Christians that are stuck. And it's sad. And if you're stuck, you're going to grow cold. And if you grow cold, what happens is you become this island And you only have so many people come visit. I used to be like that. All three and me, or four and no more, or however they say it. I tell you what, you better wake up. Because if you don't love without dissimulation and love gathering, I have a question about, do you love his appearing? Because this is where he's at. How could I not want to be around you? I need to be around you. I need to be with you. I love your trials. I love the things you've gone through. I love the struggles, the transformation. We better wake up. We best wake up. Now, if everything is spiritual, if everything is of heaven and of eternity, if we know that it is all God's grace, if I reject that grace, if I truly, let's just say it like this, if I reject the love of God, then I'm nothing. I'm nothing. I want to be thankful for a growth in your life. I do. I want to rejoice. I don't want to see things in my mind how I think I need to see them. I want to rejoice in what God is doing in your life. And how he's doing it, that's up to God. But I know one thing. If you plant the corn, you're going to get the corn. If you plant the beans, you're going to get the beans. And by his grace, you know what he plants here? He plants Paul's gospel. It's undeniable. Every time we get together, you know what? You are hearing the same thing. Isn't that marvelous? And we get in here and say, my goodness, we're hearing this. Yes, we are. Amen. Isn't it wonderful? Because this is what it is. It's the gospel to grow up, to grow in love, and to remain in love, and to be quickened in love. Amen. It's not necessarily the hardest thing to fall in love, but you know one thing that's more difficult to stay in love? You gotta fight. And there's other people that are not gonna like it. Because when they don't have it, they don't understand it. That's the sad part. It's kind of like a child. And you can't argue with them. You can't argue with a child. It's not going to work. People try to these days, and that's why we get what we get. I don't want to drift. Brothers and sisters, the plan of salvation to the plan of glorified together with Jesus Christ is all by his grace. It never changes. And I thank God, how powerful and all-consuming is the plan of God's grace to us. We have it all, and we've been given everything. So, by the grace of God, fight to know that you lack nothing. We've gone back to this time and time again, how perfect your life is before Christ. The way he's taken each and every one of us, his timing is so exceptionally perfect. But by the grace of God, the timing for our willingness needs to be now. We don't want to make excuses to prolong something. I need to be willing now. Amen. Amen. Amen? Amen. Lord, help me to have that willing heart. Help me to truly go after you fully, expecting from you, but being patient, as you'll have me wait for these things. Because the beauty is the trial in the waiting. That's why they call them the ladies in waiting. Because they wait. They know they're loved. They don't have to stir around. They just wait. He that shall come will come. He that has begun the good work will perform it. He'll finish this. It's looking pretty dark sometimes. But he that has promised, he that is faithful and true. See, he's the faithful one. Once again, isn't it beautiful to praise him, to magnify him forever? Do you listen to this message? This is his message. I'm a vessel by the grace of God, but this is his message. I've never called you faithful. I'd never want you to call me faithful. I want to be full of faith, believing in his faithfulness. I want to be full of faith in his grace. And I want to take all of the faith that he gives me by his grace. I want to take all of the knowledge and wisdom that he gives me by his grace. And then after I have that, oh my, the responsibility to remain in grace. Because we get puffed up. We begin to think we're something. Huh? We begin to think we know something or how something should be. I don't know what God has for us, but I'm going to tell you something. I would not be surprised. That should scare you. 2 Corinthians 9:8. I know you're getting hungry, but I want you hungry for this. 2 Corinthians 9:8. God is able to make all grace abound toward you. Doesn't he love you? See, come on. And there's no deal there. Take it. Take it. Come on. All grace to you, that you always have an all sufficiency, and that you always, so you got all grace, so you always having all sufficiency in all things may abound. And that is super exceeding, beyond anything you could ask or think, abound to every good work. Once again, his grace. Amen. I don't want to think of the good works because I can't think of good works. Amen. I brought myself into a lot of places where it wasn't that good. But somehow in his love to me, somehow in Romans 8:28, watch this, honey. You know, sometimes I even think I meant it for evil. But God meant it for good. Come on, do you believe in him and his love like that for you? Oh, no, I've just been on the straight and narrow, Jess, and this is the way it is. Well, I'll tell you what, straight and narrow, here you go, palm waver. I'm holding a crown. And I know by the grace of God, that's a grace crown. There ain't nothing else in that but grace. He gives me the strength. He gives me the passion. He gives me the fortitude. He gives me everything to continue to go after it. But brothers and sisters, we have it all. He has given us everything. And by all grace, have confidence in him. By all grace, we have everything. I have all faith. I have that. I have that in Christ. I know I need to pray, Lord, help my unbelief. But how do I help my unbelief? I just take more grace because he's already given the faith. If he said that he will perform the good work which he has begun, would that not inquire and require, I should say, all faith for it to happen? Do you see how he keeps you? I love Jesus. All love. All patience, all long-suffering, everything of all in here, he's given you all in all. He's given you himself. You got it. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So we lack nothing. We have it all, but we have it right here in the Word of God, in the Word of his grace. Thank him today because this is how it comes. You have to hear it. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word. And it's the word of grace. Hearing grace. That's how it's going to come. Lord, help my ear to hear grace, truth in love, spirit in truth, Jesus Christ full of grace and truth. Grace makes you happy. Grace makes you joyous. Grace makes you sing. Grace makes you shout. Grace makes you dance naked in front of the kingdom. It just might happen. But I leave that to him. I leave that to him. We want you to come back. It's here for everybody. And as the Lord encouraged my heart, Lord, help us to take it and eat it up. Amen. Desire it. Come in here as the Lord has given us to come in here today. Happy, joyous. I'm thankful to be not just with family, but with the sons of God. I'm here with those that are called to the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. He wouldn't have you to hear this message, even if this is the first time you've been here. His word does not return void unto him. This wasn't any accident. Grow strong in the grace of God. By the grace of God, grow in complete confidence. Complete confidence only of the grace of God. So praise the Lord. We conclude today. Isn't that wonderful? We can just be real restful and just conclude that nothing is of ourselves. It's all the grace of God. And especially, brothers and sisters, our faith. Especially your faith. He gave that to you. Praise God. Let's pray. Father, thank you in Jesus' name. You're just so lovely. And we are so grateful. And I thank you, Lord, that we're just bold in your love to us. I thank God for my brethren. And thank God that, Lord, you lift up my arms through the brethren. I thank you for the effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous because it avails much. Lord, I ask that you just increase our love more and more for one another. I ask that we would truly just open our lives up and truly open ourselves up before you. You see us. And Lord, to break up the fallow ground. Really, really, really. Lord, that you can work so deep in our lives that in our homes there would bubble up a joy. There would be a levity and a thankfulness and a happiness. And Lord, that there'd just be such blessed, blessed, abounding ecstasy in our homes. We're for the good pleasure of your will. We better find that out now if we're going to have it in the exceeding riches to come. Thank you, Lord, for searching our hearts today. Thank you again for your precious word and love to us. We give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen.